We are I. It's so easy to not be productive and fuck off and find things right now that just distract you from really being, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the best version of you, but you know, but really just maximizing your life and the things that you enjoy. Now, I look at this, you know, I really try to like fine tune this thought process in my mind that I have to do today's shit. Like if I think of something that needs to be done, I have to do that today because tomorrow has its own shit. And even if it seems like this isn't really, you know, dire that it gets done today, I know the day that it does become, if I procrastinate on it, that day is going to be full of that day's shit. And that's a problem. So if there's any capacity to even complete half of the task, I will do it. If it seems like, hey, it's only going to take like 15 minutes, just do it. It needs to get done because there's always more shit. That's the one thing that I've realized about life. That's been a constant to my almost 41 years on this planet, is that there's always more. Like you can't get away from that. There's always more, especially if you were a productive person, if you're any kind of A-type personality or that alpha male, alpha female, if you're seeking more, if you want more, there's always more shit. And thanks to Dr. Jordan Peterson, who just constantly plays in the back of my mind, just telling me to stop wasting time. You have a lot of time. If you can scroll through a social media feed for 5 fucking minutes, use that 5 minutes to be more productive. Be more productive. Do something more. There's always opportunity. So again, That always plays in the back of my mind, you know, especially, and this comes down to like nutrition as well. You know, eat and eat well today. There may be no food tomorrow. I've been in a position in my life where there was actually no good food the next day. And somebody say like, you know, like, how is that? It's like, you know, almost 20 years ago now when I went on an involuntary vacation for 6 months. I can tell you, that one day you have good food in abundance and the next day that you don't. I know what that feels like. I lived that. I lived a position where I had to eat bread that mice or rats had chewed through the bag and had started eating because that was the food fed to me in a place like fucking Canada. Think about that. Think about that. So yes, do today because tomorrow may not be there. We live in a vulnerable world where, yes, you can take care of this meat vehicle the best you can, but you can die for 1,000 other reasons. Why wouldn't you do today what you think of and not procrastinate and say, oh, I'll do that, you know, tomorrow or in a week from now or in a month from now? Why? That literally may not be there for 1,000 reasons. You know, getting that little bit extra work done for whatever reason, and you're saying like, hey, I've done this a million times already. It's like, yes, fulfill the prophecy of your soul. Go be that person. Be the person who works till 9 o'clock at night. Be the person who will willingly work on a Saturday or a Sunday. Be the person that helps a neighbor. Be the person that does a little bit more. Because there's always an opportunity. And I think that there's always been two distinctly different types of people. And we just happen to have bred the majority of the lazy, procrastinating motherfuckers out of this world. But now they're starting to come back in because you can't. Because those people just don't naturally die. They're starting to seep back in. And you're starting to see that the most dangerous men. And I know there's a lot of people who say this. But you see countless examples of it now. Weak men are the most dangerous. Weak women are the most dangerous. I see a lot of high-functioning women who are dangerous in a good way. I see a lot of high-functioning men that are dangerous in a good way. But I see a lot of weak men and women that are dangerous in a very, very, very bad way. Very bad way. Again, you can see that in our leadership here in Canada, like Jagmeet Singh and Justin Trudeau, just to name a couple. Cynthia Freeland, for another example. You know, just these few people. There's hundreds of examples that you could give here in Canada. Weak people are the most dangerous people out there because they just don't understand. They're so disillusioned. And I never really understood this until, you know, I think thoroughly about the last 6 months. It's a message that I've been hearing for about the last year, but I've really started to understand it the last 6 months. Is that weak people do create the worst of times for so many reasons. You know, but like the big thing of like us as stronger people, people with a little bit more morals and ethics and character, you'll be able to take that opportunity right now and you'll be able to mold that opportunity into something that really benefits you and your family, because that's what strong people do. Their family and their friends, the people, their network around them, the people that they love and they respect and they idolize in a healthy way, those are the people that they protect every day by doing a little bit more. Being a little bit more prepared for life and anything that life throws its way. You need a ride? Great, I will give you a ride. You need food? Great, I will give you food. You need guidance? Great, I will give you guidance. Because then there's going to be one time that I need a ride. Can I have a ride? And I hope the answer is yes. There's going to be a time where I need food. I say, hey, can I have a bite? And I hope the answer is yes. There's going to be some time when I need guidance. And I'm going to be like, hey, what do you think of this? And I hope the answer is, let me break it down for you. Because we become strong to be able to help each other. And you can see that in the people around you and in the company that you keep. If you are a strong individual. I think it's clear, like night and day, black and white. I think it's very obvious once you start to pay attention, like a lot of other things in life right now. So I guess the question of the day here, keeping it short and sweet, is what is the, maybe that's not the right way to frame that question. How would you test the character of the company that you keep?